You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back in Ellettsville, Indiana at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark as we get set for the semifinal round of the 3A Girls Softball Sectional featuring Northview against Brown County. Want to thank some additional sponsors who jumped on board for both our softball postseason coverage as well as the boys baseball coverage, which weather permitting will be Monday morning at 9:50. When Northview meets Avon at the 4A sectional. And those additional sponsors include Edward Jones financial advisor Max Short in Brazil, Edward Jones making sense of investments, York Automotive now offering Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep across from York Chevrolet Buick, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Also want to thank Morris Manufacturing of Brazil, wishing good luck to the Knights in postseason play. Timberland Home Center, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Also, Edward Jones financial advisor Brian DePass in Brazil. Edward Jones making sense of investments. And Corey's got a new sponsor that will be sponsoring Northview for the next year. He's got a special project he's been working on as we're already working ahead to next season. And who you got there, Corey?
Yeah, big thanks to Jason Maurer and the PDF Inc. Process Development and Fabrication. Wishing the best of luck to Northview Knights softball team here tonight against Brown County and throughout the whole tournament. Dave, they're 2019-2020 sponsors all the way through the school year of next year, 12 months. Tell others how they can do that.
Well, that's absolutely true. You can be a part of our continuous Northview coverage, football, boys and girls basketball, baseball, and softball next season. Give us a call. We'll tell you how economical it is. You'll be supporting not only the Knights, but reaching a lot of fans throughout northern Clay County and beyond throughout the next sports season. 420-2518 is the phone number if you'd like more information. 420-2518, or send us a message on our Facebook account at Timeless Classics WAMB. Of course, our sponsors that have been making our season possible all year long. I want to thank Great Dane, WTHI TV 10, Riddell National Bank, Park County REMC, Sonic Drive-In, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, Sue Goshen at H&R Block, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, Lorenz Service, as well as Dr. Michael and Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic. So thanks again for making it all possible.
Let's go over some stats, compare these two teams. They're both very good, Dave. The one thing that you'll notice, Northview's a better offensive team while Brown County dominates on the pitching mound. As Northview coach said, they had a very good pitcher. Northview, though, batting average 391 compared to Brown County's 344. Home runs-wise, Northview's hit 22 on the season compared to Brown County's 9. Only 9 stolen bases for the Eagles, but 50 stolen bases for the Knights.
Wow.
And a pitching ERA for Northview, a 3.15, which is decent, but Brown County on the pitching circle, 0.84.
Oh, my.
That's a very good ERA.
That's unbelievable. So they're getting ready to introduce the starting lineups for both teams. We're actually set up right behind home plate, behind the backstop. And because they're actually doing a lot of construction here at Edgewood, they even had to bring in porta-potties for this event tonight.
Hey, at least they brought something.
That's true. They've got a concession stand. They've made the most of this, considering they only had about 6 hours' notice or so to prepare for this. But we're glad that they decided to move the sectional and get things rolling.
Mother Nature's everyone's best friend, right?
That's right. Brown County will be the visitors on the scoreboard. And when they lead things off, they'll start off with shortstop Allison Stodsdill. Batting second, playing second base, Sarah Fischel. In the third spot and pitching is Emma Summers. Batting fourth and playing first base, Taylor Poling. Batting fifth and catching is Adriana Kritzer. Batting sixth, playing third base, is Aubrey Hollander. Batting seventh and playing center field is Micah Snyder. Batting eighth, playing left field, is Marley Nichols. Batting ninth and playing right field is Whitney Clark. Head coach for Brown County is Kevin Grieve. The Northview Knights defensively will look like this. Haley Ellis is on the mound. Hayden Smith is the catcher. Olivia Nodder is at first base. Haley Ritchie is at second. Madeline Ritchie is at third. Ellie Jackman is at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Ellie Carter, Addie Thompson, and Riley Ritchie. Head coach for Northview is Kathy Vosmer. So we are about set to go. They've introduced the starting lineups for both teams. And we're looking forward to tonight's game. We're just glad it's not raining. The sun is shining. And the field, I mean, it's a little damp, but it's actually in better shape than I thought it would be. So there's an old friend of mine from Sullivan High School. Hi, Pat Beasy. He's one of the umpires tonight.
He
good to see
Mike.
You. I'm sorry, what did I say Pat for? Mike, I know better than that. And haven't seen him in years.
They're like the umpire, Matt. They're going to go on the wrong side now because of you.
And he and I actually went when I was in high school to the St. Jude's Hospital and met Danny Thomas. I met Danny Thomas with that gentleman
really?
Right there. Yep.
How long ago was that?
Oh, my. That would have been about 1979.
Hey, you know, I wasn't born yet.
You were just a glimmer in your daddy's eye, I'm sure.
Not even close.
Yeah.
I think I was 17 years later I was born.
Oh, well, there you go. I think he's calling me old, everybody.
No, me?
Yeah. So Haley Ellis is on the mound.
Just more miles than me.
A few warm-ups. And we're going to get this game underway. We're so glad you're tuned in tonight on WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. And we're on the web at WAMBradio.com. At 11:30 a.m., 106.9 FM and 99.5 FM. Thanks again for tuning in. If Northview wins this game, and as long as they don't play at the same time as the boys on Monday, we'll be on the air.
Yeah.
But even if they would play simultaneously, we'll figure out a way to bring you dual coverage.
We'll figure it out. One of the good things about Northview being the home team is they do get the last at bat to end the game. And with these two teams, how close their matchups have been the previous two times, that could be paying dividends for this Northview Knights squad.
Well, we're going to get rolling. The first game tonight went in 70 minutes. West Vigo and Sullivan, and the Vikings came up on top of that one 3-0. So the Vikings continue to roll, especially after that big upset win over Edgewood, which is in the top three in Indiana most of the season in 3A. So Allison Stodgdal, a shortstop, will start things off. She's a junior, wearing number one on her jersey. Getting some instructions from her coach.
Yep. First pitch is going to be at 7:31 p.m. Temperature outside here at Ellettsville, 83 degrees.
We are set to go as Haley Ellis, the right-hander, delivers the pitch. There's the attempted bunt. It's popped up into the air, and it's caught by Olivia Nodder, and just like that, we've got one out.
Yeah, that's not what Stogsdale wanted. Brown County will bunt, try to run the bases. They have speed, but she dipped the barrel too soon, popped it right up. What a heads-up play by Nodder.
Second baseman Sarah Fischel will bat next for Brown County. She's wearing number two on her shirt. She's a junior at Brown County High School. The Eagles and the Knights are playing for the second time in like a week and a half or so. That pitch is a strike.
Yeah, beautiful job there early on by Ellis. Keeping a low at the knees. That's what you want.
So no score. Game just getting underway. One out here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. 1-1 the count.
It's got to be one of the better views we've had all season, isn't it?
It really is. The 1-1 pitch on the way. That ball popped up high, but it looks like it should be in foul territory. Matter of fact, it will cross the fence. Count 1-2.
Pitcher's count here, but I think when you said that to the umpire, he's putting his back towards us so we can't see the box. I think that's your fault.
Well, you know, what
he's
can I say?
Angled right to
We're
us.
At a slight angle, but we can figure it out.
Yeah, 1-2 count.
So Haley Ellis, ready to go. The pitch.
Just a bit outside.
That's a ball. 2-2 the count.
And going left to right, you got, with this infield, let me tell you this, Maddie Ritchie, Haley Ritchie, and Riley Ritchie. Three Ritchies. Tell me a proud mom isn't here tonight.
There you go. The 2-2 pitch. That ball popped up into the same foul territory, and it will be out of play. Yeah. So count remains at 2-2, and I hope that is Hallie.
Yeah.
Is it Hallie or Haley? Good question. We may have to confirm.
We'll figure
that.
It out.
So still on the top of the first inning, one down, 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's high and outside. So now the count is full. So big pitch coming up for Ellis. Just asking here. Here comes the pitch. That's ball four.
And it is Hallie Ellis.
Hallie, okay. We want to make sure we get that right. So we've got our first walk of the game. It puts Sarah Fischel on at first. This will bring up Emma Summers. She's the pitcher. Here comes the pitch. There's a called strike. Nice crowd on hand for tonight's game. A lot of fans from both Northview and Brown County on hand for this one.
Yeah, multiple media outlets here, too. You got to think about it.
That ball popped up deep towards center field, and it will be caught at the wall by Addie Thompson, and there's two out.
Nice read by the senior. Drop stepped, ran sprinted towards center field. Hard hit ball, though, by Summers. Just a few feet away from being over the fence, but they'll take that catch at the wall.
This will bring up Taylor Poling, the first baseman.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest softball matchups around the state of Indiana tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, three of these teams that started in this sectional ranked in the top 20 in Class 3A, so that tells you how competitive this sectional has been.
Two remain.
Yeah, and West Vigo surprises the top-ranked team out of the three. That pitch gets away from the catcher, so that's going to advance the runner to second.
Yeah, not a good pitch by Howie. She let go that too late, and it just rose over the catcher. That'll be a wild pitch.
Two down here in the top of the first. One ball, no strikes. Hallie Ellis, the right-hander, delivers. Called strike. Count evens up at one apiece. Tonight's game, a service of WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Coverage you can count on. The next pitch. That's low. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, I hear Northview coach in an interview. If Howie gets in trouble, they have another pitcher they can bring in. And a lot of softball teams just have one dominant pitcher. They have two. Their shortstop, Ellie Jackman. She pitches just as good for Northview when she gets on the mound.
And unlike baseball, there's no kind of stipulation on how many innings they can pitch and that sort of thing.
Which baseball players have that problem.
Swing and a miss for a strike, and now the count's even at two all.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second.
Nobody on the corner. Still no score here in the top of the first. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and she strikes her out. So in the inning, there were no runs. There was no base hits. They left one on. We played a half inning of baseball. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it is Brown County nothing, Northview coming to bat.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drivers.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the first inning here in the 3A girls softball sectional. There's no score as the Eagles of Brown County attempted to try to move a runner around, but they could only get to second base with her. So now we'll see what Northview can do. The lineup for the Knights look like this. Addie Thompson, a center fielder, will lead things off. In the number two spot, it'll be Haley Ritchie, the second baseman. Batting third is third baseman Madeline Ritchie. And in the fourth spot, playing shortstop, is Ellie Jackman.
Northview could do a lot of damage with these first four. Addie's very fast. Haley, a very good contact hitter. But Maddie, she's going D1 softball next year to play Indiana State.
So a quick huddle for the Brown County players at the circle. And that breaks up, and we're set to go. Tell you what, these girls are loud, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're fired up and ready to go.
It's not baseball.
All right, here we go. Addie Thompson, a left-hander, will step up to the plate.
Third baseman's really close because I know she likes a slap bump.
Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. That's a strike, called strike. So Addie Thompson in the box once again. Emma Summers delivers the pitch. That ball smashed toward the third baseman. The shortstop picks it up, makes the throw, but it's not in time.
So quick.
So we've got a base hit for Addie Thompson, and the Knights have a runner on at first.
Addie just hit it right past third baseman. Stogsdale, the shortstop, had to backhand it. If you put her in a position like that of Addie's speed, it's impossible. She slap hit the ball, perfect spot, got on base.
Richie, the second baseman, will bat next. By the way, defensively for the Eagles, Emma Summers on the mound, Adriana Kritzer, the catcher, Taylor Poling at first, Sarah Fischel at second, Aubrey Hollander at third, Allison Stogsdale at short. The outfield after this pitch, there's a bunt. It's going to be scooped up by the third baseman as Hollander makes it to Poling for the fielder's choice.
That'll be a sacrifice bunt. Beautiful job by Haley Ritchie. I knew that was coming because now you have Maddie Ritchie coming to the plate, their best hitter.
You're right. It was a sacrifice bunt. So now on the outfield, Marley Nichols in left, Micah Snyder in center, and Whitney Clark in right. So this will bring up Madeline Ritchie, the third baseman.
Feature Sycamore right here.
We're set for the pitch from Emma Summers. She's thinking about it. The right-hander winds it up. It's outside.
Yeah, this pitch will not give her anything down the middle to hit. It'll all be outside, drop, rise ball. They're not going to give her a clean fastball right to the mid. They walk her, they walk her.
Emma Summers looks in for the sign, delivers the pitch. That's low. So the count is 2-0 on Madeline Ritchie. We have one down. We're in the top of the first. Northview has the go-ahead run at second base. There's no score. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. And the count 2-1. Kathy Vosmer, the coach, giving some encouragement and talking to her batter.
Yeah, you got to think about it. Maddie Ritchie doesn't even have to hit it hard. She can just hit a blooper over the second base for a shortstop's head. Addie Thompson is so fast, she can go from second to home in a snap of a finger.
Emma Summers looks in for the sign to Adriana Kritzer. Here comes the pitch. Ooh. Called strike on the inside corner. Runner running for third, and she'll steal third. So now you've got Addie Thompson in scoring position at third.
All you got to do is choke up, put the ball in play.
This would be a big hit and a big run for Northview if they can pull this off with one down here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. Swing, and she smashes it down toward the shortstop. Throw to first. They get the out, but the run will come home. And Addie Thompson will score, and the Knights lead 1-0.
And that'll do it. Just a little weak ground ball to the shortstop. Addie Thompson too quick, but Addie would it be in that situation if she didn't steal third the pitch prior.
So two down, and Ellie Jackman, the shortstop, she'll bat next. A 1-0 Northview lead here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. First pitch, that's a strike. Two down here in the top of the first, but a big run already in for Northview. Here comes the pitch. That ball, foul. So the count is 0-2. So nobody on right now for Northview.
Yeah, break that fence.
Yeah, the girls are fired up, to say the least. They're right to our left in the dugout. They are on their feet encouraging their batter, Ellie Jackman. Jackman steps in. Emma Summers. The windup and the pitch. Kind of a check swing. What'd they do?
Should not go.
Okay. That's a ball. 1-2. A ball and two strikes with two down and nobody on here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. Low and inside, and the count even at 2-2. Tonight's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you are our neighbor.
Got the 2-2 count, two outs.
Big pitch coming up for Emma Summers. Here it is. That ball smashed out to center field. That'll be a base hit.
How about that?
So the second hit of the inning for Northview. This will now bring up left fielder Ellie Carter. Knights trying to keep the inning alive as there's two outs. Timeout called by the batter. Now she's back up in the batter's box, ready to go. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. So 0-1 the count on Ellie Carter. Carter is a sophomore. Here's the pitch. Outside called strike again on the corner.
Yeah, Summers is painting the outside corner beautifully, and the umpire's giving it to her.
So 0-2 the count. Again, his name is Mike Beasy.
Yeah, I'm not the one who messed it up.
From Sullivan County. Oh, yeah. Here's the 0-2. His brother's Pat. Swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. But a good inning for Northview. They had one run on two hits. We left one on. We have played one inning of softball here at Edgewood High School. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview leads Brown County 1-0.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian DePass. Together, we can give your long-term financial strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 2 West National in Brazil or give us a call at 812-442-9338. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the second inning here at the 3A Girls Softball Sectional. Northview leads Brown County by a score of 1-0. Adriana Kritzer, the catcher, will bat. Our first look at her tonight. Hallie Ellis, the pitcher, delivers. That's low and inside, ball one. Defensively for Northview, Hallie Ellis is your pitcher, Hayden Smith the catcher, Olivia Nodder at first, Haley Ritchie at second, Madeline Ritchie at third, Ellie Jackman at short. That pitch is low. In left field is Ellie Carter, Addie Thompson in center field, and Riley Ritchie in right field. 2-0 the count on Adriana Kritzer. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. That's low. So the count 3-0. Need a strike. Tonight's game is service of Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit lorenzservice.com for more information. The 3-0 pitch. That's low for ball four.
It's not a good sign of a leadoff walk.
Two walks that she's allowed in this game so far. So Kritzer will go to first base. This will bring up Aubrey Hollander, the third baseman. A 1-0 Northview lead. Now you just got to protect it. These two teams have played twice this season. Northview won the game that mattered in the conference crossover game. A throw to second. Ooh. And a bit of a wild throw. And thank goodness it was backed up by Addie Thompson out in center field. The runner will stay at second, but she does steal a base.
Five straight balls?
Yeah, we got to get her pitching some strikes right now. Little infield meeting right now amongst the girls without the coach, and they're just trying to give Hallie some encouragement. We'll take this time to remind you that one of our sponsors tonight is York Automotive, now offering Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep across from York Chevrolet Buick. They're at Highway 40 West in Brazil. And the meeting at the circle wraps up. We are set to go. Aubrey Hollander steps in. Here comes the 1-0 pitch in a moment from Hallie Ellis. Here it is.
And there's a strike.
Called strike. 1-1 the count, so I guess the pep talk did some good. The 1-1 pitch on the way. That ball popped up. It's going to land right in front of the dugout for Brown County. So the count, 1-2.
Yeah, not enough lift on that ball for the catcher or first baseman for North to have a chance to catch that in the air. But the positive, you're at 1-2, back-to-back strikes now for Ellis.
Don't forget, tomorrow we've got coverage from the world's greatest speedway, the Indianapolis 500. It's carb day. There'll be the Freedom 100 race and the pit stop competition. 11 o'clock, our coverage starts tomorrow here on WAMB. And, of course, the greatest spectacle in racing on Sunday at 11 o'clock here on WAMB. That ball smashed down toward the second baseman and a quick toss to first. Haley Ritchie to Olivia Nodder, they get the out.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing for Brown County because hit it to the right side, you advance the runner second to third. Now you're in the same situation as Northview was when Matty Ritchie was at the play of Addie Thompson at third. You have a runner on third, one out. All you got to do is put the ball in play, and then a run scores.
So with Adriana Kritzer at third base in scoring position, the go-ahead run is now at home plate with only one down here in the top of the second. Micah Snyder, the center fielder, is the batter. And that first pitch, that's a ball, 1-0 the count. Snyder steps in. Here comes the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. 1-1, 1 out here in the top of the second. Runner in scoring position at third. Nobody at first and second. The pitch. Called strike. So the count now 1-2.
Strikeout here would be absolutely huge.
Well, let's see what Hallie Ellis can do. The right-hander looks in for the sign from Hayden Smith. Got a piece of it, so the count remains 1-2. Today's game is service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. One and two the count. Here comes the pitch. That's a great hit out to left field, but it will be caught by Ellie Carter. And there's two down.
And no way you're going to tag up. That was way too shallow. Great read by Ellie Carter. Took a step back, then was able to charge in, catch it on the run. And there's no way Kritzer from third base is going to tag and score. We saw that in the West Vigo Sullivan game. And Sullivan absolutely gunned a runner at home trying to do that. Now good situation, Dave. Two outs. A ball in play doesn't score a run because if you get ground out, inning over.
The batter is left fielder Marley Nickel. She's in the number 8 spot, batting left-handed for the Eagles. Runner in position at third. Tempted bunt. They're going to call it a strike. So the count is 0-1. 1-0 score if you just tuned in. It's Northview leading Brown County. Northview, the home team on the scoreboard, so that's a big advantage tonight. Pitch on the outside. Count even at 1-1. Marley Nichols steps in. The windup and the pitch. There's the attempted bunt, popped up out of play.
Right over our heads.
So the count 1-2.
You won't see her bunt here. She's got to put it in play because if you foul off a third strike on the bunt attempt, you're out.
So 1-2, 2 down. The winner of this game meets West Vigo for the sectional championship on a date and time to be determined.
Isn't that weird?
Low and outside. Mother Nature is no fan of spring sports this year.
No.
Or farming. 2-2 the count. The windup and the pitch. That's way low. It gets away from the catcher, but Ellis moves in to help in a hurry, so it keeps the runner on third.
Yeah, I'm sure farmers are like, athletic directors, what are you complaining about? We can't even make a living out here.
So we've got a full count now with two down, a runner at third, nobody at first and second. So Marley Nichols, here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and they struck her out.
Big pitch.
So a real big pitch. In the inning, no runs. There were no hits. They did leave one on. We have played 1.5 innings of softball on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview continues to lead Brown County 1-0.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
We're back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the second inning where Northview leads Brown County by a score of 1-0.
Yeah, so far it's just been a back-and-forth game. You have to remember the last time Northview up to hit. Give a lot of credit to Haley Richards. She got that sacrifice bunt down after the leadoff single by Addie Thompson. She stole second on the bunt, stole third on a pass ball. Maddie Ritchie did her job, hit her over. And then big pitching performance by Haley Ellis the last inning. You had a runner on third, one out, and you struck out the last two batters. So struck out the last batter in the second one before that lined out to Ellie Carter and left. But still, big-time pitching.
Leading things off for Northview will be first baseman Olivia Nodder. So the left-hander steps in. Here comes the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a called strike.
A little bit outside.
So 0-1 the count on Nodder. Here comes the next pitch. She goes for it right back to the circle and a quick throw to first. They get the out. So Emma Summers to Taylor Poling for the out. So we'll score that 1-3.
Yeah, Summer threw a changeup there and that caught Nodder off guard.
So the right fielder, Riley Ritchie, will bat next.
Which Ritchie?
Yeah. Three of them on this team.
Yeah, a third of the starting lineup's Ritchies.
That's a talented family. Here's the pitch. Nice smash, and it gets past the shortstop. It lands in left field.
How about that for the freshman?
So a solid base hit for Riley Ritchie, and the Knights now have a runner at first, nobody at second and third with one down.
Yeah, here comes the extra hitter. This is Timberman. You have to remember, Timberman is hitting for the pitcher.
Yeah, she's the designated player for the pitcher, so Bella Timberman will step up to the plate. The girls are into it, aren't they?
I'm sure our fans can listen, too.
That's a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch is on the way. Swing and a miss. So 0-2 the count. Sullivan lost to West Vigo in the semifinal game, so the winner of this one will play the Vikings for the sectional championship on a date and time to be determined. I'm guessing Saturday, but that's not guaranteed yet. We'll see. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2 the count.
Yeah, good spot for Summers, though. Give pitcher credit, 0-2. You want to miss on purpose. She's been getting the outside pitch all day, trying to go a little bit more outside where the batter can't touch it. Not a bad pitch.
The 1-2 pitch. That ball down toward the third baseman. She'll make a quick throw to first, and they'll get the out on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, the positive thing is they moved Richie from first to second. Now two outs, you have your nine-hole Smith coming up. Your starting catcher coming to the play of Addie Thompson on deck.
So in the number nine spot, Hayden Smith, the catcher, will bat next. There's two down. We've got a runner at second. Nobody on the corners at first and third. An insurance run would be nice right now. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Tonight's game, a service of Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil and Terre Haute. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Yeah, Hayden Smith, only a junior, if I'm reading this right. Well, sophomore. A lot of young sophomores on this team.
Indeed, which that means a lot of talent coming back. The 0-2 pitch, got a piece of it. Count remains 0-2. Don't forget, we're on the air Memorial Day, weather permitting, for the 4A boys baseball sectional at Terre Haute North. The Northview Knights will take on Avon at 10 o'clock. We're on the air at 9:50, if all goes well, weather-wise.
Please, Mother Nature.
The 0-2 pitch. That pitch is low. Well, and if all goes well on Memorial Day, we could potentially see two games if Northview can beat Avon, and then they would play in the championship that night.
Now, you know the answer to this. I'm sure the 500s got rained out. They move it to the next day?
Then they have, yes.
Now,
we've got a dilemma on our hands. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. The 500 would probably get precedence, but a preference, but we'll see. We'll definitely have coverage one way or the other.
Well, you'll find out if you follow us on Twitter at WAMB Radio or like us on Facebook.
That's right.
At Timeless Classics WAMB.
Or just stay tuned.
Yeah, shameless plug.
1-2 the count with two down. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play.
Trying to hit our banner. And what a prize if they hit the banner.
Sure. Matter of fact, I do have some Carburation Day tickets for tomorrow. I don't want to see go to waste. I've got three pairs. So if you send us a message on our Timeless Classics WAMB Facebook, I could set you up with a pair of tickets first thing tomorrow morning.
Or tweet at us, too.
You could. Go to Carburation Day tomorrow. The pitch, that ball popped up, and it's going to be foul. So the count remains 1-2.
Our buddy Brad Wallace, haven't heard from him in a while, Texas, said sounding good.
Well, it's good to hear from Brad, one of our sponsors at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, where he's got Mulch Madness underway. Call 812-605-8080. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview High School sports. The 1-2 pitch is on the way. Swing and a miss, and they strike her out. And that will end the Northview inning. So there were no runs. There was one base hit. We left one on. We have played two innings of softball in the girls 3A softball sectional at Edgewood. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead Brown County 1-0.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark. We go to the third inning, where Northview leads by a score of 1-0. And I got to correct my phone number from my buddy Brad Wallace at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. I'm not sure how we screwed that up, Brad, but 812-604-8083.
812-605. He just corrected it again.
Oh, I'm going to say I couldn't have had both numbers
wrong.
Somebody
gave it to you. 812-605-8083.
Just call and say hi to Brad right now so he'll know we got the number right, okay? All right, very good. All right, we're set to go. Brown County will lead things off. The batter is in the number nine spot, Whitney Clark, the right fielder, and the first pitch is a strike.
And then on deck, you're back to the top of the order for Brown County. If not, Knights can get out of this on top 1-0. They got the top of the order coming up again of Addie Thompson leading off in the bottom of the third.
We're set for the next pitch. That ball popped up in the infield, and it will be caught. That was the right fielder, wasn't it, Riley Ritchie?
Yep.
So Riley Ritchie makes the grab, and there's one down. So 1-0 score in Northview with one down here in the third inning. Emma Summers is your batter. She popped up to the center fielder in the first inning. Here comes the pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. The girls are fired up. That's the Brown County team you can hear in the dugout. Ready for the 0-1 pitch to Emma Summers. That's low. One ball, one strike, one down. I've got a great Mike Beasy story to tell you later, the umpire.
I can't wait.
It was to do with that trip we went to in Memphis.
I'm assuming it's appropriate.
Well, it's something that I wouldn't encourage, but when you're a young kid, you do dumb stuff. I can remember riding down, like, Highway 41 with all these red cones out, and someone stuck their hand out the window and started knocking down the orange cones in the middle of the road, you know.
Now, who would do that?
I don't know. I don't want to incriminate myself, but anyway. That ball smashed down to the third baseman, and a quick throw to first for the out. Give credit to Madeline Ritchie, to Olivia Nodder, I should say.
Give all the credit to Maddie Ritchie. Hard play to her left side. Stuck her glove out, was able to field it on the run and throw all at the same time with a dart. She's going to Indiana State. I've said it multiple times, and they got a good softball player coming next year.
Sarah Fischel, the second baseman, will bat next. She did get a walk in the first inning.
Two-hole hitters usually just for bunting and slap hitting. Let's see what she can do.
Inside corner, called strike. Tonight's game, a service of Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Next pitch, a ball. 1-1 the count. Plenty of daylight left, and it's 8:10. I still can't get used to this late night daylight. Oh, well. Here's the pitch. That ball looped out toward the pitcher, and that'll be an easy catch for Hallie Ellis, and there's two down.
How about that? Three up, three down. It's three.
Oh, that was three down. You're right. So three up, three down, and the Northview Knights still have a 1-0 lead on the Great Dane scoreboard on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join our team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street, or their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing wishes good luck to the Northview Knights in postseason play. Bring home a sectional trophy.
Race in for great savings at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on US 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Ram heavy duties, 0% for 72 months, new Jeep Wranglers as low as $269 per month, Chrysler Pacificas, 0% for 60 months, and the all-new Ram Bighorn up to $11,000 off. Stop by today, and we'll show you why we're not number one, you are. This savings is only happening at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, US 40 in Brazil.
We're not number one,
you are.
You're number one at York.
The voice of the Northview Knights, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Corey Clark back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville. We have a 1-0 lead for the Northview Lady Knights. And due up for Northview, leading things off, it'll be Addie Thompson, the center fielder.
Yep, back to the top of the order. Last time up, she started the game off with a base hit up the middle. Haley Ritchie sacked her over. Maddie Ritchie hit her in.
Well, let's see what we can do to get this third inning rolling. At least in the bottom half of the third for the Knights. Emma Summers on the circle. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Defensively for the Eagles, Emma Summers is the pitcher. Adriana Kritzer, the catcher. Taylor Poling at first base. Sarah Fischel at second. Aubrey Hollander at third. Allison Stodgdal at shortstop. In the outfield, left to right, Marley Nichols, Micah Snyder, and Whitney Clark. Addie Thompson is your batter for the Northview Knights, the center fielder, the pitch. Nice, solid hit to left field.
How about Addie Thompson?
So Thompson is on with a single, her second hit of the game.
What a leadoff hitter does, gets on base, right, Dave?
Absolutely. So now this will bring up Haley Ritchie, the second baseman. She had a sacrifice in the first that moved Thompson over to second. Kathy Bosmer giving the signals to her player, Haley Ritchie. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. So the winner of this game will play West Vigo for the sectional championship. We do not know the date and time as of yet, but we'll have to see what happens between the weather forecast and working around commencements and all that good stuff. We should ask one of these West Vigo players when their commencement is. Because you can't play on a commencement day, apparently, which that makes sense.
It
Everybody's
does.
Got plans and already, you
family,
know.
Family. Yeah. Girls got to do makeup, look pretty.
Yeah, you
guys got to just 5-minute shower and out.
That's right. 0-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. That's a bit high, 1-1 the count. Tonight's game is service of Park County REMC. They're your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Haley Ritchie steps in. The 1-1 pitch on the way. That's low. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Haley Ritchie ready for the next pitch. There's the bunt. Picked up by the pitcher. And the first baseman dropped it.
Well, here's what happened. It was a straight line drive bunt by Haley Ritchie. The pitcher caught it, tried to launch it to first base. Bad throw. So Addie Thompson just got back in time, nearly doubled up. That would have been disastrous.
That would have been. So we did get a break there. So Madeline Ritchie, the third baseman, she'll bat next. Runner at first, nobody at second and third. That pitch is low and inside, 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes, one out.
These softball chants are funny.
They really are. The pitch on the way. Ball smashed back to the circle. The pitcher makes the throw to first base. That would be Summers to Poling. They get the out. So twice in a row, Ritchie on a fielder's choice will head back to the dugout, but at least it does move Addie Thompson over to second. Ellie Jackman, the shortstop, will bat next.
She got a hit the last time up the middle. Same thing, could score a run. Addie Thompson on second.
Let's see what happens. If we can bring another run home, that would sure help the cause right now. Northview leading 1-0. Here's the pitch. That's outside. 1-0 the count. The sun's still shining brightly. Here comes the pitch. That's low.
And Jackman's trying to get the pitch you can get now on a 2-0 count. You're not going to chase anything. You want something down the middle. Your pitch, your hitter's count. If you take one outside, that's okay. You want one you can absolutely drive here, and you're certain of it.
A runner at second. Nobody on the corners. Two down, bottom of the third. That's low. 3-0 the count. So Ellie Jackman with a 3-0 advantage against pitcher Emma Summers of Brown County.
She's not going to get anything to hit here. She won't. There's a base open at first, two outs.
Called strike, the old automatic.
Yep.
So 3-1 the count on Madeline Ritchie.
Yeah, batter on deck.
Excuse me, Ellie Jackman, I should say.
Batter on deck is Ellie Carter. Last time up, she struck out swinging.
Here comes a pitch. Called strike. Carter looking at that one. So now we've got a full count. So 3-2 the count on Ellie Jackman. Runner at second, nobody on the corners. 1-0 Northview lead here in the bottom of the third. The payoff pitch. Foul ball down the third base line. So the count remains full at 3-2. We're glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB. If this is your first time tuning in, stick around for some great Timeless Classics after the game. And each weekday, news and information, local news, CBS News, Network Indiana, and so much more. The payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. Struck her out, and that will end the Northview threat here in the third. So for the Knights, no runs. They did pick up a hit, and they left one on. We played three innings of softball. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead Brown County 1-0.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We are back at Edgewood High School, and Northview with a 1-0 lead over Brown County, the team they beat in the Western Indiana Conference crossover game last week. They've played each other twice. Both teams have won one apiece, but tonight's the game that really matters. The winner takes on West Vigo for the sectional championship. Emma Summers will lead things off here in the top of the fourth for Brown County, and that's a base hit. That'll make it out to left field. Madeline Ritchie tried to make the stop but could not, so a big hit for Brown County, and actually that is their first hit of the game. Taylor Poling, the first baseman, will bat next. She got a strikeout in the first. We've got a courtesy runner at first. Let's see. That will be number 10, and that is Marley Nichols. So the umpire making some notes in his scorecard. Don't forget the Indy 500 this Sunday at 11 here on WAMB 99.5, 106.9, or 11:30. That'll also be on the stream at WAMBradio.com. And then Carb Day coverage tomorrow beginning at 11 o'clock from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. 1-0 score. The Knights lead. We're in the top of the fourth. Runner at first for Brown County. Nobody at second and third. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. So Brown County, they have the tying run at first, the go-ahead run at home plate. Hallie Ellis is your pitcher for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Defensively for the Lady Knights, Hallie Ellis, the pitcher. Hayden Smith, the catcher. Olivia Nodder at first. Haley Ritchie at second, Madeline Ritchie at third, Ellie Jackman at shortstop, Ellie Carter in left, Addie Thompson in center, and Riley Ritchie in right field. The 0-2, that ball popped up, and it's caught by Hallie Ellis, and there's one down. Well, they're going to throw to first, and the runner is safe. The runner was starting to take off for the steal and then decided to go back to first base.
You want to hear a little update from our Northview baseball section I just found out?
Yeah.
So Terre Haute North and Mooresville played each other today.
Yeah.
Terre Haute North was up 11-1 in the fifth. Mooresville came back and won 12-11.
Oh, my.
They scored 11 unanswered runs.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So Terre Haute North's eliminated. Mooresville advances to the semifinal round in the Northview baseball sectional.
How about that?
So, not over till
so
it's over.
Terre Haute South's alive then, too, right?
Yep.
So there's a bunt picked up by Ellis. She'll make the throw to first. They get the out. They throw to second. Can they pull off a double play? Nope. She's back on the bag in time, it looks like.
And we did find out who the Knights will play.
Avon.
Yeah, Avon knocked off Plainfield last night.
Do you remember the score?
No, it wasn't really close.
So two outs here on the top of the fourth for Brown County. They've got the tying run at second base. Nobody on the corners. This will bring up Aubrey Hollander, the third baseman. She got out from second to first last time on a 4-3 fielder's choice. That pitch is a ball, 1-0.
I'm going to guess Sumner's got on from a leadoff hit in this inning.
Yes. That ball popped up in the air. The shortstop is calling for it. That's Ellie Jackman. She'll make the play, and that will end the Brown County threat. So, Brown County, no runs. They did have one hit. They left one on. We have played 3.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview continues to lead Brown County 1-0.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Max Short. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for the journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. Stop by my office at 22 North Meridian Street in Brazil. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
Your home for Northview Night Sports, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Northview leads Brown County by a score of 1-0. Ellie Carter will lead things off for the night. She struck out in the first inning, so she's 0-1. And here we go. The windup and the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play.
Oh.
Defensively, for the Eagles, Emma Summers is your pitcher. Adriana Kritzer, the catcher. Taylor Poling at first. Sarah Fischel at second. Aubrey Hollander at third. Allison Stodgdal at short. Left to right, Marley Nichols, Micah Snyder, and Whitney Clark. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Foul ball on the count 0-2.
This game has been strictly a pitching duel so far between Sumners of Brown County and Ellis and Northview. The one run the night scored was in the top of the bottom of the first inning. Since then, nobody scored a single run. Not many hits either.
So the count is 0-2. Ellie Carter set to go. Here comes the pitch. Got a piece of it. Count remains 0-2. Tonight's game is service of Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw. They're at Shaw Chiropractic at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. Now accepting new patients. I'm one.
Are you?
I had two adjustments in 2 weeks, and he fixed my problem actually after the first one.
I bet it felt good, didn't it?
It did. It was a great adjustment. I hadn't had one in a while, and it had lower back pain where I just had something kind of out of whack and made a big difference. So
how long did the adjustment take?
Oh, just a few minutes.
That's easy.
Yep. Well worth it. So I would recommend them. There's a called strike on the inside corner.
She's caught
looking. So two strikeouts tonight for Carter. This will bring up Olivia Nodder, the first baseman. She was thrown out by the pitcher in the second inning. Winner of this game to play West Vigo for the 3A Girls Sectional Championship. We're still waiting for a date and time for that game. Swing and a miss.
They can't overlook West Vigo. They knocked off a very tough team, top-ranked Edgewood in the sectional. They just defeated your alma mater, Sullivan, 3-0. They've played two games already. They're hot. This is the first game of the whole tournament so far for Brown County and Northview.
And I had the privilege to see my cousin coaching the Sullivan team tonight, so that was kind of fun. So nice hit toward the shortstop. She bobbles it, though.
E6.
It's definitely going to be an E6 against Allison Stodgedal.
Now the question is, does your cousin say they lost because you showed up? Are you the bad luck, Dave?
Yeah, that's what her dad said. But you're supposed to bring them good luck, so. Well, that won't screw up their commencement Saturday. Not that they would anyway, but. The batter is Riley Ritchie, the right fielder. She got a hit in the second inning. There's one out. We're in the top of the, or the bottom of the fourth, with the Knights leading the Eagles 1-0. The left-hander steps in, got a piece of it, foul ball.
So when was, if Northeast commencement's Friday, when was their last day of school, do you know?
I think it was today.
They do commencement in the school the next day? Dang.
Apparently so.
Quick turnaround.
I saw buses today at least when I drove by. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Low and outside. They really compressed the girls' tournament because, you know, you get the section over with this week, and then Tuesday they play a one-game regional championship.
And then right then and then, semi-state that weekend, right?
Right.
It's not like baseball where you have to wait a week.
One ball, one strike, one out. We're in the fourth inning. Knights have a runner at first base. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play toward left field.
Yeah, Riley Ritchie, for batting on the bottom half of the lineup, she got some power to her, good contact. Last time got a big hit for the Knights up the middle. She can do that again. Runners on first and second, one out. Big momentum swing right there.
Don't forget that we bring you Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk every Friday and Saturday nights from 9:30 to midnight. The latest in high school, college, and pro sports around the Hoosier State with the one and only Bob Lovell. Here comes a pitch. That ball down the first base line. That's going to be an easy out at first for Taylor Poling, but the runner does move to second.
Very rarely you see double plays in softball because how short the bases are.
Right.
But we saw one West Vigo Sullivan when I was watching, and I was pretty amazed by that. It's not easy to do.
Well, it looks like the batter will be the designated player, Bella Timberman. She got out with a fielder's choice in the second. Outside corner for a called strike. Oh and one the count with two down, runner at second, nobody on the corners. Here comes the pitch. Called strike. Oh and two the count. Bella Timberman steps in. Right-hander versus right-hander. That ball popped up and out of play. That first one or two rows of the parking lot is
where it kicked right towards our vehicle.
Yeah,
so.
You don't want to park there. So.
Well, who did that?
I don't know. That was a bad decision. Oh, well. 0-2 the count. Here comes the pitch. On the outside corner, but, well, apparently a ball.
That was close to take.
1-2 the count. Runner at second, nobody on the corners, two down here in the bottom of the fourth. Northview leads 1-0. That ball is foul down the left field line.
19 wins apiece between these two schools. Only one can get the 20.
That's true. All right, we're set to go again as Timberman steps in. The 1-2 pitch coming up from Emma Summers. Here it is. That's low. that gets past the catcher, and the runner will advance to third. So now you've got Nodder in scoring position for the Knights.
How about some insurance runs right here?
It'd be nice to get one.
Speaking of insurance,
our Chad Schottmeyer player of the game will be announced later in the post game from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. 2-2 the count on Bella Timberman.
Oh.
Swing and a miss, and that will end the Northview threat in the inning. So for the Knights, no runs, no hits. There was one error by Brown County. We've played four on the Great Dane scoreboard, and Northview continues to lead Brown County 1-0.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon AMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonamc.com or call 765-569-3282.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Micah Snyder will lead things off for Brown County as we move to the top of the fifth inning here at the 3A girls softball sectional, and that first pitch is a ball.
Yeah, last time up for her, she flew out to Ella Carter in left field.
I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. Dennis Porter is our studio producer tonight. The 1-0 pitch. That's on the inside corner for a called strike. Today's game, a service of Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian DePass in Brazil. Edward Jones making sense of investments. That pitch is low. 2-1 the count.
All Northie's got to do is get 9 straight out. Sounds easy, right? They can go to the sectional championship.
That'd be okay.
Not that simple, though.
Nope, this game is far from over. The 2-1 pitch. That's low. So the count is 3-1 on Micah Snyder, the center fielder. She popped up to the left fielder in the second. The pitch. That ball has got, that's going to be a problem.
It's a hit.
The shortstop, Ellie Jackman, could not stop it. It'll be a base hit for Snyder. So the second hit of the game for Brown County. So the tying run is on at first. The go-ahead run is at the plate with no outs here in the top of the fifth, as this will bring up Marley Nichols.
Let me do a guarantee. I guarantee Nichols will try to bunt here. She tried to bunt the last time up with 2 outs, and there's nobody out. Runner on first, tying run at first. I'm going to try to bunt her over here. See what they do. You already see Maddie Ritchie weigh in on third base side.
We're set to go. Here's the pitch. And there was the attempt at a bunt.
The pitch
was low. And, oh, they're going to throw it first, but the runner is back on the bag in time. She's safe.
Yeah, Smith has got to throw that sooner. She hesitated. She was way off the bag there at first. Nearly still got it, but if you throw that quicker, she's out.
So Marley Nichols batting left-handed for Brown County. Again, the Eagles have a runner at first base, nobody on at second and third.
Looks like someone needs a towel. The pitcher.
I think the pitcher wants a towel, so Coach Vosmer will bring her one. It's a little humid, but it's starting to cool off as the sun's starting to set. The lights are on. All right, we're going to get back to action here in a second. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Timberland Home Center, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Thank all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible tonight. glad we added the girls softball team. They're so good this year. Last year they played at the exact same time as the baseball team, so we couldn't pull it off. The 1-0 pitch, attempted bunt. They call a strike, and they'll throw to first base, but the runner is safe.
They did call that a strike? Yep. Okay, good.
1-1 the count on Marley Nichols. The 1-1 pitch. There's a nice bunt. The pitcher will throw to second, and they got the out. How about that?
Heads up play.
So we'll score that 1-4.
That's why when you bunt, you never bunt back to the pitcher. That reason alone.
Yep, indeed. So with one down, this will bring up Whitney Clark, the right fielder, and she popped up to the right fielder last time.
Let's see if they still look to try and bunt and move a runner to second base with their leadoff hitter coming on deck, Stocksdale.
Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up out of play. And, hey, caught in the air by one of the fans. How about that? His T-shirt matched the color of the ball.
It blended in.
Again, we're on the top of the fifth inning with one down. Northview leading Brown County 1-0. This is girls 3A softball here on WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. We're on the AM dial at 11:30. The FM dial in Brazil at 106.9. The FM dial in Terre Haute at 99.5. That pitch is foul. And we're on the web at WAMBradio.com. We always love hearing from our listeners. If you go to our Facebook page, be sure to like us at Timeless Classics, WAMB. And we'd love to know where you're listening to us from. Give us a comment there on our Facebook and say hello. So the count is 0-2. With one down, a runner at first, nobody at second and third. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a high pitch, and they struck her out. They'll throw to first, but the runner's safe there.
It was a rise ball. Ball came in, looked like a normal fastball. Rose at the last second. Forced her to chase. What a pitch. Two outs, runner on first.
Allison Stodgdal, the shortstop, will bat next. She is 0-2 tonight for the Eagles. Popped up to the first baseman in the first, thrown out by the third baseman in the third. So again, Brown County has the tying run at first, the go-ahead run at the plate. That one's popped up and out of play right to the WAMB vehicle.
You excited to go look at it after the game?
No, I'm not worried. It'll be okay. The pitch from Holly Ellis. That's a nice hit. Oh, a beautiful catch by Ellie Jackman. She jumped up in the air and caught the line drive to end the threat by Brown County. So, in the inning, no runs. There was one base hit. They left one on. We have played 4.5 here at the 3A girls softball sectional. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview continues to lead Brown County 1-0.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull Slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We are back at Edgewood High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. The Northview Knights have a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hayden Smith, the catcher, will lead things off. She's in the number 9 spot. And Emma Summers will go to work on her. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play.
Yeah, probably the hottest player at the plate so far here tonight on deck. Addy Thompson has two hits and two up plate appearances so far.
Batter steps in. That's Hayden Smith. Emma Summers delivers the pitch. Called strike. So 0-2 the count. That ball down the first base line, but it will go foul. So the count remains 0-2.
Yeah, it's good fortune there for Smith. The ball is a little weak ground ball to first baseman, just kicked foul. Gives another opportunity at the plate.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning for local news with Frank Rush at the top of each hour from 6 a.m. until noon, following CBS Radio News here on WAMB. 0-2 the count on the batter, Hayden Smith. That ball popped up toward right field, and it will be caught by Whitney Clark, and there's one down.
Yeah, nice last name there by Whitney Clark. Caught it on the run. Now it brings up Addy Thompson of one out.
Addy Thompson at the top of the key. She has the only run tonight for the Knights and two hits so far. Saw her at our Brazil Rotary Club meeting a week ago. She's an outstanding student at Northview. We honored the top GPA students.
Mm-hmm. She'll be graduating on Friday.
And there were several, I think, Knights with 4.0 GPAs. There's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 valedictorians.
Is that what you did in high school?
Yeah. So that pitch, and that's a strike. 0-1 the count. So 1-0 the count. Thompson steps in. The pitch. And that's low. Two and oh the count. Here comes the pitch. That's low and outside.
Yeah, you see what Summers is doing. They're pitching away from Addy Thompson. Wouldn't you, Dave? I mean, she's 2-for-2 on the day.
Absolutely.
Killing them on the base paths.
We do want to say hello to all the fans listening to us tonight at the Coach's Sports Bar in downtown Brazil. Thanks for tuning in tonight for the game coverage. Everybody thinks John Crooks and I are brothers, but we're not.
I thought you were the first time I met you.
We're brothers from another mother. That pitch is low. So the count 3-0. So I'm sure the timeout bar and grill is hopping tonight.
The scoreboard got it wrong. They called a strike there. It'll be 3-1.
Oh, excuse me.
It looked like a ball.
3-1 is the count on Addy Thompson. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. So now the count is full at 3-2. So again, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth. The Knights lead 1-0. The payoff pitch. That ball smashed down toward first base. The second baseman is there, and they blow the play.
That's all speed by Addy Thompson. I'm going to give that a hit because she would have been safe initially. First baseman probably should have went got that ball. But second baseman, give credit there. Fischel was able to go to her backside, get it behind the bag, flip it to the first baseman. But Addy Thompson, man, is she fast, Dave Crooks.
Well, the first baseman just bobbled the ball, and they couldn't quite get control, and Addy had already was safe at first. So
she's on base, one out.
So now this will bring up Haley Ritchie.
The middle sister of the Ritchies.
Here comes a pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Yeah, she had a sacrifice in the first and popped up right to the pitcher in the third. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Morris Manufacturing of Brazil, wishing good luck to both the Lady Knights and the boys' baseball team in postseason play. Chip can fix a mean burger, too, by the way. The 0-1 pitch inside. We were up at your alma mater a couple of Saturdays ago for the Danville game, and Chip had his grill going, and they fed the players, and I got to be a part of that too before the.
So the day I graduate, I miss out free burgers.
You missed the great cookout by Chip and the gang.
I should have skipped graduation.
There you go. That ball has popped up out of play. And, yes, on the air officially, congratulations to Corey Clark, an Indiana State Sycamore graduate with a communication degree.
Yep.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Just like you, Dave.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you can do better than that. I don't know. 0-2 the count with one down, a runner on. That pitch is inside, and Thompson heading for second for a stolen base. She thought about going to third.
Yeah, Haley did not look happy because it came really close to drilling her in the leg.
So Thompson at second. The count, one ball, two strikes with one down here in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, now you're in a position where if Haley just gets a base hit, you're scoring Addy. She's been on second base every time tonight.
That's right. Now we got to get her to third and hopefully home for her second run of the day. Emma Summers for the Eagles. And a timeout called as the batter decides to think about it for a second.
You got to think, coming in, Brown County had the better pitching staff. Stat-wise, .83 ERA as a whole, 3.15 for Northview. But tonight so far, it's been all Northview on the pitching column as they just have to lead 1-0. So
Haley Ritchie takes a 1-2 pitch. That ball is foul, and the count remains 1-2. They're going to bring the umpire a few extra softballs.
Yeah, worst case scenario, Haley Ritchie could just choke up on the bat, knock it the other way, and move Addie from second to third for her sister who's on deck. Maddie Ritchie's due 0-2 tonight. A couple fielder's choices.
Ritchie steps in. Emma Summers. The 1-2 pitch. That down the third base line. It will be fair. They'll throw to first. They'll get her out, but it does move Addie Thompson around to third.
Yeah, Haley almost beat that out too, but a strong throw by Hollander there at third. Now you got Addie at third, like you said, two outs. And Maddie Ritchie coming to the plate, the future Indiana State Sycamore. She'll graduate on Saturday along with Addie Thompson and a couple other nights.
Or tomorrow.
Or Friday.
Yeah. Madeline Ritchie, fielder's choice both times in the first and third inning. Here comes a pitch. A little bit high, ball one. Tonight's game, a service of Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Max Short in Brazil. Edward Jones and Max Short making sense of investments. The 1-0 pitch. That ball down the third base line, and they will, well, they call it a foul?
Yeah, hit off her foot in the box.
Oh, okay. Didn't see that. So that'll be a foul ball.
Good thing, too, because Maddie didn't leave the batter's box.
Yeah. So Addie Thompson at third base, nobody on at first and second. The Knights leading 1-0, trying to get a second run home here in the bottom of the fifth.
Just got to sit back and drive the ball.
The 1-1 pitch. That ball is foul. So the count, one ball and two strikes. Ready for the next pitch. That ball, line fair, third base line. A run will score, and the Knights lead 2-0.
Maddie Ritchie coming up big, staying back on the 1-2. Drove it down the third base line. She's on first. Addie Thompson crosses home. She's got two runs scored. The Knights 2-0 over a very good Brown County squad in the bottom of the fifth.
It was a perfect line drive down the third base line. Kathy Vosmer just kind of gave it a fist up in the air and was thrilled with that hit.
Yeah, Maddie Ritchie was thrilled too. What a hit there by Maddie, the senior stepping up.
So let's see. That's a total of 5 hits today for the Knights. So an insurance run. A good time to get it here in the fifth inning. This will bring up Ellie Jackman, the shortstop. She got a single in the first, struck out in the third. We're set to go. Here comes a pitch. tipped outside, ball one. So one ball and no strikes with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Knights have a runner at first. That's a hard hit ball to left field. And now the Knights have two runners on here in the fifth.
How about that? Jackman's second hit of the night. Absolutely roped it past a diving shortstop.
So six base hits tonight for the Lady Knights. So with Richie on at second, Madeline Richie, Ellie Jackman at first. This will bring up Ellie Carter, the left fielder. She got caught looking in the fourth, and she also struck out in the first, so she's due. Be nice to blow this one wide open. The pitch. Called strike. Don't forget to bookmark our webpage and stream WAMBradio.com. Listen from anywhere and also follow the latest local news and information and updates on the Northview Knights. The 0-1 pitch is on the way. That ball popped up out of play, so the count is 0-2.
Oh,
I think it was
just missed.
Just missed a couple of cars there, so that's okay.
So far tonight, Addie Thompson, two runs scored. Maddie Ritchie, two RBIs.
Big pitch coming up now, the 0-2. Nice hard hit ball, but it's going to be foul.
Wow. That hit off the light pole, deep left field, foul. If that's fair, that's gone, Dave.
If she could have straightened that one out, no doubt about it.
She's got some power behind her, you could see.
So Ellie Carter trying to get a hit. She's down 0-2 with two runners on. One runner at first, one runner at second, nobody at third. Here comes a pitch. Foul ball. Count remains 0-2.
Yeah, got to like the fight by Carter. She'll swing anything close. She's a hitter. Just because she struck out twice tonight, her confidence is not shot down. I promise you that.
Ellie Carter steps in again. The 0-2 pitch. That ball popped up into the air. It will drop for a base hit. Runner rounding third, heading for home. And the Knights lead 3-0 as Madeline Richie scores.
How about that? Told you the confidence wasn't shot. Just a little blooper does enough. Maddie Richie from second. Round third scores home, as well as Jackman advancing from first to third on the play. Still got runners on the corners, two outs. Here comes Nodder.
Well, this has really quieted the Eagles fans, that's for sure. So Olivia Nodder, she's 0-4. Well, actually, she got on with an error in the fourth, thrown out by the pitcher in the second. A 3-0 lead for Northview with two outs. We're in the bottom of the fifth. We've got runners on the corners at first and third. Again, Olivia Nodder is your batter. She bats left-handed. Let's get set for the pitch. And they're going to they're going to fake the throw to second. They'll go to third instead. The runner is safe. Runner does advance to second, so Carter makes it to second. You've got Jackman on at third. Northview trying to add some more runs. They've put two on the board here in this inning to take a 3-0 lead. Nodder set to go. The 0-1 pitch, outside corner for a called strike. So the count is 0-2.
Knights just trying to advance to the sectional championship with a win here, 3-0. Bottom five, still have six outs to go if they have any dream of that defensively.
Emma Summers, the windup and the throw. That ball popped up and out of play, and the count remains at 0-2.
That came close to a windshield.
It really did.
Can you imagine if parking was this close to like a Cincinnati Reds game?
Oh, my.
How many windshields would be broken?
Or any major league park. The 0-2 pitch. She smashes it down toward the second baseman. The throw to first in time for the out. So Sarah Fischel to Taylor Poling. They get the out. But still, a big inning for your Northview Knights. They pick up two runs on three base hits. They do leave two on. We have played five innings. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Northview Lady Knights lead Brown County 3-0.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian DePass. Together, we can give your long-term financial strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 2 West National in Brazil or give us a call at 812-442-9338. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Corey Clark back at Edgewood High School, where the Northview Lady Knights lead Brown County by a score of 3-0 in the 3A girls softball sectional. Winner of this game will play West Vigo for the championship at a date and time still to be determined. But if Northview advances, we're going to do our darndest to put it on the radio, and we just need to find out when. Well, we go to the top half of the second inning, or sixth inning, I should say. Sarah Fischel, the second baseman, will bat. She got on in the first with a walk and then out in the third as she popped up to the pitcher. Line drive is foul, so the count is 0-1 on Sarah Fischel.
Yeah, if Knights could do a little bit of damage here defensively, go three up, three down, or possibly that, they'll get the 2-3 four-hitter out of the way. And then the final inning of work, they're going to expect Brown County to score three runs with their 5-6-7-8-9 hole. So you want to get the top of the order out of the way, because obviously that's where your best hitters are.
Absolutely.
Player of the game is going to be hard.
I've got one in mind.
I mean, I do.
Maybe
too.
Maybe two.
But...
We're set to go again as Fischel steps in with a 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. That ball smashed to the third baseman. Richie to first base to Olivia Nodder, and they get the out.
What a play. Again, Maddie Richie drop steps to her left, picks it up on the hop, and just fires it with that cannon she calls a right arm.
Emma Summers, the pitcher, will bat for Brown County. She got a single on the fourth, popped up to the center fielder in the first. 3-0 lead for Northview. We're in the top of the sixth. Let's hope we don't have to bat in the bottom of the seventh.
That would be a nice, wouldn't it?
Inside pitch, 1-0. We'll have baseball for you on Memorial Day, weather permitting, 9:50, our broadcast time for Northview Boys against Avon. So catch the coverage here on WAMB. That's a called strike. 1-1 the count. If the Knights would beat Avon, they would play Monday night for the sectional baseball championship. And again, it's all weather permitting with the rain still in the forecast for the next several days. That pitch is high, 2-1 the count.
And we're giving a lot of credit to Addie Thompson, Maddie Ritchie offensively, but you got to give all the credit here. Haley Ellis, she's been doing a phenomenal job there on the circle for the Knights, pitching a shutout so far in the bottom, all the way to the top of the six. Just clean, clean baseball from the circle.
Indeed. That pitch is low from Hallie Ellis. So the count now 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one down.
Yeah, don't want to walk anybody here.
No, absolutely not. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, your buddy behind the play is giving a lot of leadway to both teams on the corners.
Well, he's a fair man.
Pitchers love that.
Mike Beasy, that's the man's name.
Not Pat.
No, that's his brother, I think. The pitch, full count, and that's a foul ball.
Catcher runs circles to get the ball. It's rolling away from her. Finally picks it up, fires it over, and we're ready to go. Dave Crooks, back to you.
So a full count situation. Emma Summers steps in again. The payoff pitch. Line drive, but it's foul down the third baseline.
That was roped.
Tonight's game is service of Sonic Drive-In. They've got two locations, Fort Harrison in Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute.
Let's
go! Is there anything better than a Sonic cheeseburger? I mean, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, Sonic burrito.
Oh, you like those?
I like the breakfast burritos.
I haven't had those.
Got to get it.
So a full count situation on Emma Summers. She's 1-for-2 tonight. The payoff pitch. That's high for ball four. So they've got a runner at first. Taylor Poling will bat next. She's 0-for-2. Got a strikeout in the first. Popped up to the pitcher in the fourth. Hallie Ellis giving some signals to the catcher, Hayden Smith. Now we're set to go. That ball popped up, could be playable. The first baseman going after it, and the catch by Olivia Nodder, and there's two down. So now this will bring up Adriana Kritzer, the catcher. She got on with a walk in the second and thrown out by the pitcher to first base in the fourth. So again, defensively for Northview, Hallie Ellis on the mound, Hayden Smith the catcher, Olivia Nodder at first, Haley Ritchie at second, Madeline Ritchie at third, Ellie Jackman at short, left to right, Ellie Carter, Addie Thompson, Riley Ritchie. The pitch now from Hallie Ellis. That's low for a ball. 3-0 lead for Northview. Lady Knights trying to win 2 out of 3 against this Brown County team. They beat them last week for the crossover Western Indiana Conference Championship after losing during the regular season. That ball popped up back toward the shortstop.
Wow.
And a nice catch by Ellie Jackman, but did she drop
it? No, she fell and dove for it and caught it on the backside.
So that'll be an out.
She's been aggressive tonight.
In the inning for Brown County, there were no runs, no hits, no errors. They did leave one on. We have played 5.5, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 3-0 in favor of Northview.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
This is your home for Northview Night Sports, WAMB. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark. We go to the top or the bottom half of the sixth inning. Leading off for Northview will be Riley Ritchie, the right fielder. She got a hit in the second, popped up to the first baseman in the fourth. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, good swing, just a better pitch on the outside corner. Bottom six, all you got to do is get some runs here. If you don't, you go into the top of the seventh, 3-0, and you need 3 outs to go to the sectional championship.
Well, the Knights are in the driver's seat, but they just can't let up right now. It'd be nice to add some more runs. That ball popped up out of play.
But it was a similar situation the last time these two teams met. Northview was down, going to the bottom of the seventh in the WIC championship for the conference. They came back, walk off by Haley Ritchie. Next thing you know, the Knights are champions. So you still got to keep your foot on the gas.
So 0-2 the count on Riley Ritchie, the right fielder for the Northview Knights.
And Brown County's not 19-3 for no reason.
The 0-2. That's low for a ball, 1-2. We appreciate you listening to us tonight on WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, AM 1130, FM 1069, FM 99.5, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. And we hope you'll leave us a comment and like us on Facebook at Timeless Classics WAMB. Let us know where you're listening to us tonight. That's a nice line drive down the third base line. So a big hit for Riley Ritchie.
Ritchie will get a stand-up double.
It is a double.
No outs. Chance for the Knights to put more runs on the board. Brown County looks a little bit gassed right now.
I show eight base hits for Northview.
Yes, sir. They're chanting, "She's a freshman," in the dugout now. And that's the youngest Ritchie sister of the three. You have Maddie, a senior, Haley Ritchie there, a junior, and now Riley, the freshman.
Here comes Bella Timberman once again, the designated player. Struck out in the fourth, out on a fielder's choice in the second.
That's the first extra base hit for either team tonight.
Northview leading 3-0, trying to get to the sectional championship against West Vigo. The date and time yet to be determined. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh and one the count. Timberman steps in. Here comes the pitch. And that's a ball.
She squared the bunt there. She pulled back. Down the left field line for the Knights, you have possibly a closer coming in to finish this ball game on the circle. The starting shortstop, Ellie Jackman, getting warm.
One ball, one strike. Nobody down, a runner at second, nobody on the corners. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. That's low. So the count, 2-1. The girls are having fun.
Picking on the freshmen. It's all fun.
2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
And what you're hoping here is now with two strikes, you just want to choke up if your Timberman just hit it the other way or just put it on the ground so you can advance Ritchie from second to third. That way, coming on deck, all you got to do is put the ball in play and score a run.
Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second. Nobody at first and third. Knights leading 3-0. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up to the outfield and center field. It will be caught by Micah Snyder.
Yeah, that was impressive. Nice little run to left center to be able to catch it on the run. Ritchie will not tag up and advance a third smart play because she has a cannon out there in center field. We saw in pregame warm-ups.
So Hayden Smith will bat next for Northview. She's 0-2 tonight. A strikeout in the second, popped up to the right fielder in the fifth. A runner at second, nobody at first and third. You've got Riley Ritchie at second. Emma Summers, the right-hander, the windup and the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count.
And depending on our weird, freaky double play here in this situation with the runner on second, no matter what, you have so far your hottest hitter of the night, Addie Thompson on deck, who's going to hit this inning.
1-0 the count. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up out of play. There it is. Hand me that.
You getting bit by bugs?
We're going to have to put the bug spray on a little bit. We're lucky. Nothing like I had last Wednesday at Vincennes. Man, there were just gnats everywhere. It was so bad. But the 1-1 pitch on the way. That's a bunt. It's a good one. First baseman makes the throw to first base to the second baseman. They get the out, but it does move the runner around to third.
Yeah, try to surprise him with a bunt for a hit. Nearly beat it, just half a step too late there, but it does advance the runner to third. Best hitter of the night so far, Addie Thompson coming to the plate. Two outs, chance to score a run here.
Yeah, let's see what Addie Thompson can do again. She's got three hits tonight and two of the three runs for Northview. showing some great senior leadership for the Knights. Thompson, the left-hander, steps in. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner.
Addie Thompson, 3 for 3, like you said. She has 2 of the 3 Knights runs, both hit in by Maddie Ritchie.
0-1 the count. The pitch. That ball is foul. 0-2 the count.
Yep, slap down the left field line.
By the way, DLC Media has opened a new online store called Shop the Valley. Save big on gift certificates and merchandise from local businesses from our region. Visit our website at WAMB Radio and click the Shop the Valley link and shop and save today. Matter of fact, if you buy something today, I think $103 worth, you get 2 free tickets to the Indy 500. So you want to take advantage of that before midnight tonight. Yep. That pitch is outside, 1-2 the count, in honor of the 103rd Indy 500. Spend $103, get 2 general admission Indy 500 tickets on Shop the Valley. The 1-2 count and the pitch coming up from Emma Summers. Here it is. That's a foul ball, but boy, that could have been fun, just a little bit more to the right.
Addie's up there fighting. She's a great two-strike hitter. She chokes up on the bat, slaps at anything close, and drives it right there for her moneymaker.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The Knights have a runner in scoring position at third. That's Riley Ritchie. Addie Thompson trying to bring her home for the 4th run of the night. Thompson steps in. The 1-2 pitch. That ball down the first base line. The first baseman bobbles it, but she'll scoop it to the second baseman. They will get the out. That will end the inning. So, for Northview, no runs. They did pick up 1 hit. We left 1 on. We have played 6. Brown County is down to their final 3 outs on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview leads Brown County 3-0.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, Indiana. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the 7th inning where Northview's Lady Knights lead Brown County 3-0. The Eagles are down to their final 3 outs if the Knights can hold on. Knights have played a great ball game so far tonight, and they just got to keep it up for 3 more outs, and they can go home on a happy bus ride home.
Yeah, made the hour 45 minutes so far worth it, huh?
Indeed. Aubrey Hollander is your batter, and the first pitch is a strike.
Yeah, she struck out the first time up, and she's hit a ground ball to the right side. The last time for an out, she has not got on base tonight.
Oh and one the count. Here's the pitch. That ball looped out toward left field, but it's going to be foul.
So like I said, last half inning, despite Jackman warming up in the bullpen, they're going to keep Ellis out there, and why not? She's pitched a shutout so far. Let her finish this amazing outing.
Absolutely. She's pitched a great game. So 0-2 the count on Aubrey Hollander. Hollander steps in. Here comes the pitch. That's high for a ball. 1-0 the count.
They went high there hoping they'd chase. Nearly did.
The 1-2 pitch, line drive, foul down the first baseline. That could have been trouble.
Yeah, she's up there fighting, though, isn't she?
She really is. You got to give her credit. Want to thank all of our sponsors for making our coverage possible tonight. And don't forget, we'll continue our coverage Monday with boys baseball, 10 o'clock when the Knights take on Avon. And then as soon as we know when the girls' sectional championship is, as long as the Knights can hold on and get the victory, we'll cover the Lady Knights all the way in the postseason as far as they go. Let's hope it's all the way to Indy. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be a lot of fun.
The 1-2 pitch. Foul ball. Count remains 1-2.
This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat so far, and it's only a 1-2 count. A lot of foul balls.
The pitch from Hallie Ellis. Back toward the circle. She'll stop it. She'll make the throw. One down. So the Brown County Eagles are down to their final two outs, trailing the Knights 3-0 here in the top of the seventh. The winner of this game moves on to the championship against West Vigo.
Only two hits tonight for Brown County. One of those two hits came from Snyder. She's up to the plate now.
So Micah Snyder will step up to the plate. Here comes a pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. So the count is 0-1 on Micah Snyder. The next pitch, foul ball on the count 0-2. I don't know this for a fact yet, but I'm thinking if we do get to the sectional championship game, they'll likely play it on Saturday, weather permitting. But nothing official. The 0-2 pitch. That ball smashed down toward the second baseman. Haley Ritchie makes the throw to first base to Olivia Nodder, and there's two down.
One more away.
So the Knights are one out away from advancing to the girls' sectional championship in 3A softball. So the batter will be Marley Nichols, the left fielder, struck out in the second, tossed out by the first baseman to second in the fifth. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So two down here in the top of the seventh.
Northie trying to get it done and complete the shutout.
Nobody on the bags. The pitch. Swing and a miss.
How about ending this with a strikeout? How about that, Dave? Let's see if Ellis has a little bit more, about 5 miles per hour faster on this pitch here.
0-2 the count. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. And the Northview Lady Knights have advanced to the 3A girls sectional. They'll take on West Vigo, and they are celebrating at the circle. A big win tonight for Northview as they move on in the Indiana High School Athletic Association girls softball tournament.
How about that, Dave? What a performance from Haley Ellis on the mound, Addie Thompson, this whole Northview Lady Knights squad. Brazil's got to be proud because Brown County was a tough, tough opponent. But West Vigo can't overlook them now. Celebrate this one tonight. Get back to work till whenever they play because we don't know yet.
Yeah, and if you actually see Bethany Jones hanging around back here, wave her up. We'll see if we can find out what the tentative plans are. We hope to talk to the head coach, Kathy Vosmer, here in a moment and get her a take on today's game. But what a big win for the Northview Lady Knights as they do move on to play West Vigo in the 3A Girls Sectional Championship. We'll take a break. We hope to talk to Coach Vosmer, and we also hope to announce our player of the game presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244. Stay with us for more of the Knights postgame show here on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join our team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street, or their website, morrismfg.com. everyone at Morris Manufacturing wishes good luck to the Northview Knights in postseason play. Bring home a sectional trophy.
Race in for great savings at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on US 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Ram heavy duties, 0% for 72 months, new Jeep Wranglers as low as $269 per month, Chrysler Pacificas, 0% for 60 months, and the all-new Ram Bighorn up to $11,000 off. Stop by today, and we'll show you why we're not number one, you are. This savings is only happening at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, US 40 in Brazil.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic. 443-2225. 443-2225. Shaw Chiropractic.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark, where the Northview Lady Knights have won the 3A girls softball sectional semifinal game. They will now play Saturday at 4:30 at Owen Valley, weather permitting, against West Vigo. So again, Saturday, 4:30, will be on the air about 4:15. Yeah. And
the big emphasis is at Owen Valley, yeah, not Edgewood now, at Owen Valley.
Right. This was a temporary location due to the wet fields at Owen Valley. And if we can get Coach Vosmer over here, we're going to put her on the radio and talk about this big win tonight for Northview.
Yeah, it looks like newspaper got to her first.
Uh-oh, well, that happens at times. So if you can go try to round her up, that would be great.
Or she's in left field. You see her?
Oh, I see her now. Okay, gotcha. All right, as soon as Carrie gets done with her, we'll try to get her on the radio. We will take a moment to remind you to tune us in on Saturday at 4:15 for the pregame show from Owen Valley when the Lady Knights take on the Lady Vikings. And, of course, that'll be on WAMB, 11:30 a.m., 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 FM. Okay, sorry about that. We unplugged our power, so now we're back. So at least we think we're still on the air. So a 3-0 win for the Lady Knights tonight. Let's do this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and announce our player of the game, and we still hope to talk to Coach Vosmer coming up. So stay with us on Timeless Classics WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
We're back at Edgewood High School, where the Lady Knights defeat Brown County tonight by a 3-0 score. Kathy Vosmer joins us on the postgame show. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. The girls worked really hard for it.
What did you like the most about the night besides the win, of course? What did you like to see on the field tonight?
I like that the girls came out and they had the timely hits when it counted. They shortened up their swings and they took the ball where it was pitched, and they played solid defense, and my pitcher did excellent. It was just all around a team effort and a great team win.
Yeah, Hallie Ellis did a great job on the circle tonight. And then, of course, you've always had some good production out of Addie Thompson tonight. Two of your three runs, but she had three hits. That was great to see as well. So now West Vigo. Here's a team you played in the regular season. What was the score against them? Do you recall?
Big. I think it was 20-7, and we had 25 hits that game.
And we won that game, then you're saying?
Yes.
So you definitely have the edge, but how do you make sure that the girls don't get too overconfident because of that win?
We've talked about it, and as soon as regular season was over, we started postseason. We started the new season at 0-0, and tonight we're celebrating. We're going to help to carry that momentum over, but again, we're starting over. We don't take anybody lightly. We know that West Vigo is a scrappy team, one that's very capable of coming back with big hits, and so we just need to play our game and stay in our shoes.
Talk to me about your senior leadership on this team, because I know it's a big thing. You have a lot of young players out there, starting freshmen in right field, a lot of sophomores. Just talk about the seniors and how much they mean to this team.
The seniors have been great this year. They came in as freshmen 4 years ago, and they actually all started as freshmen, and so they have a lot of responsibility, and they have a lot of knowledge of this game. But also they've been in this situation before, so they've been able to build themselves on the field, and so they're able to lead the underclassmen, and they just have great team chemistry this year.
Maybe you could share a little bit of the secrets now, because this is the third time you played Brown County. What's something you think you've learned from the two previous times you played them you carried over to today?
We borrowed a curveball pitching machine.
I like
That's
it.
What we got.
Let's get out of here.
How about that? All right. Well, now, the plan is Saturday at 4:30 at Owen Valley. That's my understanding, right?
That's what I understand.
Okay, weather permitting, of course, which who knows with this crazy spring.
Can you make a deal with Mother Nature to let that game happen?
I've been trying every night.
Now, if you're fortunate enough to win, you play Tuesday at home. Would that be the way it would work, or where would you play?
Yes, we play at home Tuesday if we win on Saturday.
Okay. New Palestine won? Okay, so basically the predicted teams that would come at you on Tuesday would be New Palestine or who?
Yes, New Palestine.
Okay, gotcha. Any other thoughts about today's game, Kathy?
I'm just super excited with how they did today. I told them to come out and be elevated, and they were from the first pitch. I told them to count them down every time we were making outs, and they did from the first pitch. I can't be more excited for this team and how they played tonight, and I really hope it rolls over to Saturday.
Well, Coach, we're excited for you, and congratulations on the win. Savor this victory. It'll be a fun bus ride home tonight.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll see you Saturday. Best to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy Vosmer, the head coach for the Knights, as they pick up a big 3-0 win over the Brown County Eagles. It's time to pick our player of the game, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 208-3244. For an insurance quote today. And, Corey, this is a tough decision. I don't think we can give this to just a single player tonight.
No. I think if I give it to the whole team, I would.
Well, that's true, and that's tempting. But I think tonight, let's go with two different players. I think you got to give credit to the key people that were defensively and offensively. Defensively, the pitcher, Hallie Ellis, pitched one great game.
Yeah, what are you going to say? She pitched a complete game, seven innings, didn't give up a single run, only gave up two hits, had, I think, three or four strikeouts on the game. Ellis did everything she was asked to do on the mound, and you couldn't have asked anything better. She had a couple walks early on. That could have been trouble. She didn't let it affect her at all.
And Addie Thompson and Hallie Ellis will share our co-players of the game tonight, presented by Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance.
That's because Addie Thompson went 3-of-4 and scored two of the Knights' three runs on the night. The speedster leadoff hitter did her job, got on base majority of the time.
Indeed. Well, the Eagles end their season at 19-4. Meantime, the Knights are 20-6. You heard her mention that score in the regular season, they just wiped out West Vigo earlier. That's got to give them plenty of confidence. But, again, you can't overlook West Vigo.
Nope.
Because if they can beat the top third team in the state in 3A, anything's possible.
Yeah, because high school sports are different, Dave. You could be a completely different team 2 weeks ago. Momentum is a thing. Knocking off Edgewood, knocking off Sullivan. That's a two-game win streak in the postseason. Going to a third one on Saturday. West Vigo could still be dangerous. The Knights have to be focused on just them and themselves only.
Well, we want to thank our studio producer tonight, Dennis Porter, for handling the controls back at the studio. And most importantly, we want to thank you, as well as our sponsors, for making it all possible. And we look forward to bringing you the girls sectional championship Saturday. Get to the game at Owen Valley if you can on Saturday, but if you can't make it, we will be on the air with all the action at around 4:15 on Saturday here on WAMB. That's 11:30 a.m., 106.9 or 99.5 FM, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. For Corey Clark, I'm Dave Crooks. The Lady Knights move on to the sectional championship game with a 3-0 win over Brown County. Until Saturday, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. Today's game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian DePass, 2 West National Avenue in Brazil, Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Terre Haute, State Road 46 East and in Plaza North, Morris Manufacturing, now hiring, apply at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor, WTHI TV 10, News 10, coverage you can count on. Chad Schroppmeyer, Farm Bureau Insurance, call 812-208-3244. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, Great Dane, join their team today, apply at greatdane.com. Sue Goshen, H&R Block, your local H&R Block in Brazil. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic, located at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. Timberland Lumber, your complete home improvement center, U.S. Highway 40 West in Brazil. York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep in Brazil. Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Max Short, 22 North Meridian Street in Brazil. And Lorenz Service, a family tradition since 1930 in downtown Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and tell them how much you appreciate Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.